Live in Sydney, Vernon Masayesva and Ben Nuvamsa are all former Hopi chairmen who rarely have seen eye to eye. That is until Valentine's Day, when Senator John Kyle introduced a bill that will settle water users' claims to the Little Colorado River. The trio has used their clout to oppose Kyle's bill, speaking against it in public meetings and emails. Now they've submitted a resolution calling on the tribal council to officially reject the water settlement.
This is the most important thing to us, and in fact, maybe the last vestige of our sovereignty, and it's water. And we just cannot give that up easily just for some small municipal water supply system.
That's former Hopi Chairman Ben Nuvamsa. He says everyone but the Hopi will benefit from the bill. By everyone, he means the Navajo Nation, Peabody Coal Company, the owners of Navajo Generating Station, and downstate water users. Nuvamsa says all the Hopi get from the deal is the promise of water delivery systems.
Hopi has far superior water rights than any other organization or interest group.
Nuvamsa says a claim filed in Apache County Superior Court asserts the Hopi's right to far more water than the tribe would get in Kyle's bill. Senator Kyle says a court may award the Hopi more water, but it may award the tribe less. And he says
they won't get any money to develop that water into a usable form.
Kyle's bill includes $350 million to build water projects on the Hopi and Navajo reservations. He says although Hopis already have water delivered to their villages, the money could be used to improve water quality and to ensure there is enough water in the future. That is because this bill limits the amount of water that Peabody Coal Company can pump from the Navajo or in aquifer. Kyle says the Hopis have complained about Peabody pumping the in aquifer for years.
Their primary point is we've been getting water for hundreds of years out of the in aquifer springs, and we see that threatened, and we want to make sure that it's still there because that's our water. Okay? This agreement more or less provides that guarantee for them.
Nuvamsa says the bill is a gift to Peabody and Navajo Generating Station. He says the power plant in Page will get a federal right to water in the Little Colorado River. Not so, says Dave Roberts, Water Resources Manager for Salt River Project, which operates Navajo Generating Station.
There's no water from the Little Colorado River that goes to the Navajo Generating Station.
Roberts says the Senate bill has a provision that would allow the Navajo Nation to use water from the Colorado River in Window Rock. But that's if the nation extends the Navajo Generating Station's lease for 40 more years. The Central Arizona Project supported that provision because it wanted assurances that Navajo Generating Station would continue pumping water cheaply to downstate users. Roberts at Salt River Project says the coal-fired power plant benefits Hopis, too. He points out that the Hopi tribe depends on coal royalties from Peabody for its operating budget. But former Hopi Chairman Nuvamsa says coal royalties and water delivery systems are small benefits compared to the amount of water the Hopi could win in court. That water could be sold or used for economic development on the impoverished reservation. But Kyle asks,
when they win, if they do, what will they have? They will have a piece of paper signed by a judge that says, here's how much water you're entitled to. That's all. How will they ever get any water to the villages?
Kyle says he will not move the bill forward in the Senate until both the Navajo and Hopi Tribal Councils approve it. Last week, the Navajo Tribal Council speaker announced he will introduce legislation to bring the issue to a vote as soon as possible. Former Hopi Chairman Ben Nuvamsa says the Hopi Constitution requires all villages to support major legislation. So far, opponents say half of the Hopi villages have rejected Kyle's bill. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.